This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Well, it's Tuesday at 10 o'clock, which means it's time to talk to Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth. Dave, we're glad you could join us today because we've got a lot of questions for you.
Well, hopefully I am the answer man. And thanks for having me, as always, Amy and Chris.
Remember the, wasn't there a Bible answer man? Wasn't that
yes.
a radio show?
Yeah, so absolutely.
You could be the money answer man.
I like it.
Yeah.
The new mantra. Yes,
yeah.
Let's go with it.
I like it. Okay, well, one thing that I had recently read about, have you seen these Trump accounts for babies?
Yeah, as part of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill.
Yes.
And that's the official name of it, by the way, Trump accounts, just like Roth IRA was named after Senator Bill Roth. It is officially called a Trump account.
So that I didn't know. I thought the Trump accounts were what snarky, headline writers were,
yes.
were calling it, because it's the Wall Street Journal said that Trump accounts for kids come with $1,000 and tax complications. So they're IRAs for babies.
Yeah.
So what is this?
Well, here's the deal. There are a lot of complications, but let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
This country, one of my pet peeves, one of my lamentations has long been the fact that we need to do a better job of helping young people, including like kids, save something for retirement. We know that pensions are a thing of the past. We know that the future of Social Security is going to be called into question, not so much for people of my generation, but younger generations, and especially kids. We don't know what that's going to look like. So we've got a potential crisis, and I don't say that lightly, potential retirement crisis in the ensuing decade. So anytime that I see Congress finally getting involved and saying, look, let's do something. This is not perfect, but just to keep it basic, yes, if you have a child born between January 1st of 25, which of course is this year, through December 31st of 28. So this is not yet set in stone into perpetuity. This is more like a pilot test case. So we're talking about 25, 26, 27, 24 years. If you have a child, you have to apply, and the government out of the Treasury sends you $1,000, actually puts it right into that account. Now, I did some math. Let's say that you put the $1,000 into an S&P 500 fund just to follow the market, which you probably should do. And then it becomes, guys, you need to understand, it becomes like a traditional IRA at that point. It grows tax deferred. And then when that child is an adult later, after 59 and a half, and can start to access it, so let's say 60 years, and they just get a market return, you get a better than 100 times return on your money. So 1,000 turns into literally 101,000. But let me go one step further, and this will be the headline-grabbing, shocking number for you. People can, parents, grandparents, friends, relatives, whoever, are allowed to put in an additional 5,000. You can match that up until the child turns 18, and then no more match. No more money can be put into it. If someone were to do that and put in the additional 5,000 every year for 18 years and then let it ride at S&P 500 returns, the initial 1,000 from the government, that kid becomes an adult at age 60, and now he's sitting on $4.8 million. That's not some made-up number. That is simple math, and that's at 8% return, which is slightly less than the long-term average. I think this is a great start, but it's not perfect.
Okay, so, I mean, because that seems like a pretty astounding number, and obviously there are some limitations on it. I know that if you take it out early-ish, maybe when the kid's in their 20s, you would pay a 10% penalty. Does that sound right?
Yes, it is. It's just like a traditional IRA, okay, which means you can pull money out for education costs. So in a way, it's like a 529 in a way. You still have to pay tax, but no penalty. You can also use up to $10,000 for the purchase of a first-time home to help you with, you know, a down payment, which you can do in your traditional IRA as well. But anything beyond that, no, you cannot pull that money out before 59 and a half. Or you'll get hit not only with the tax, but a 10% penalty.
Okay, a quick question, because it feels like a little bit like, well, too good to be true. You may as well take the money. So you open the Trump account, right? It's $1,000.
Yes.
Compound interest, all of that is great. You mentioned if you contributed $5,000 a year, which you're allowed to do. And that number you threw out there, the over $4 million,
yes,
is impressive.
Yes.
But if you were going to contribute $5,000 to your kid each year, is the Trump account the best IRA to do it? Or is there another account where you said, well, if you're going to set us out $5,000, this is an even better way to do it?
And therein lies the most important question, because the answer is yes, there is a better way to do it. So take the 1,000 that the government's giving you,
okay,
and let that ride, and hopefully it'll turn into the 100,000 someday. Based on inflation, it won't feel like 100, but it's still going to be something. But if you want to add extra money for your kids, the 529 plan is the best way to go, because then you get to pull the money out tax-free. Unlike the Trump account, you'll have to pay tax when you pull the money out. The other thing, of course, when that kid gets a little bit older, let's say as a teenager, and then starts to have some income, you want to open a Roth for that kid if you want to give. Say, hey, I know you're only 16 years old and you only made a few thousand bucks. I don't need you to invest that money in the Roth. I, as your parent or grandparent, I'll invest what you made in a Roth. The Roth is the holy grail of investing. The Roth is the best vehicle for long-term, tax-deferred, and someday tax-free growth. So you're exactly right, Amy. I think if you really want to help a kid or grandkid out, open that Trump account with $1,000, but then look at 529s, and someday when they have income, Roth accounts. Now you've set that child up for long-term success.
We got the news about General Motors and the hit they have apparently taken on the tariffs. It was a $1.1 billion tariff, and so their profits are down 35%, and this is from the Wall Street Journal today. So are we going to see more of this, more companies reporting stuff like this in the future?
I think so, Chris. In fact, that's what I've been saying all along. I do not think that tariffs are going to be an economic-wide hit. I don't think it's going to affect the entire economy where GDP drops a full percent. We go into some kind of correction or recession. I mean, we can always go into a recession, but I don't think it'll be based on tariffs. So investors have to be very selective and look at the obvious industries that might be hit a little bit more. There is an important date coming up, as you know, August 1st. That's when apparently, you know, what the Trump administration has been saying, that it's non-negotiable that all these countries that they've been giving these 90-day pauses and breaks, no more. Freedom days are over. And August 1st, if we haven't negotiated with you or come up with a plan, that's when some of these 20, 40, even 50% tariffs come into play. And because of that, I've been frankly a little surprised at how sanguine the financial markets have been as we approach August 1st. I really believe the big boy and girl investors out there don't think that it's actually going to happen. Either we're going to start to hear agreements in the next, what, 8-9 days, or Donald Trump and his cohorts are going to give even more extensions. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I think Wall Street's voting that way.
Oh, go ahead, Ron. No,
yeah. So, I mean, the bottom line on that is that the reason things have not gotten worse, or this is the question, the reason things have not gotten worse is because these larger companies, investors don't really think he's going to go through with the tariffs fully.
And because they're using past experience. We know that TACO acronym, right? What that stands for. Trump always chickens out. Trump supporters don't like that. But that's what a lot of investors are going on. And they're looking at this that, no, it's not going to be as bad. This is a negotiating tool. Mm-hmm. This is pure Trumpian way of doing business, and it won't be as bad. So not to scare anybody, because this is no prediction at all. But if we really go through with this, and August 1st is the hard deadline, and we see immediate 30 to 50% tariffs on selected countries, this market corrects. No question about it.
Well, yeah. And I know, again, all that focus, especially on the largest bilateral trade and investment relationship with it, which is the United States and Europe. And I, like you said, are people just thinking there's no way he would take this down?
Well, that's right. And I would happen to agree with that. That's why I don't think it's going to get to that point, Amy. I really don't think that we're just going to go right up to that midnight deadline. Nothing happens. And okay, here you go. 50% tariffs, selected countries, 100% tariffs on selected products. Because we've seen the warm-up act on this back in April, and it was enough to get Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and others to get into Trump's ear and say, Mr. President, this is horrible. And it's not so much the stock market, which is correcting, but the bond market, which is really the true foundation of this economy, is starting to freeze up a little bit. And thus was born the first 90-day pause. They know this. They've seen how the market reacted. They know the same thing would happen. So I happen to be a little bit in agreement with how Wall Street is treating this. I don't think we're going to get to that point. But if I'm wrong, like I said, just don't look at the headlines. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. Don't look at your 401k statements the next week.
Quick question as we say goodbye. How much is this talk, you know, regardless of the deadline, how much of this talk is banding together the EU? Because there are countries in Europe that are skeptical of EU trade policies. You know, they can butt heads. Are they starting to work together more?
100%. We're starting to see trade deals between some of these countries that would have never done trade deals before. And the best arbiter of this is always stock and bond markets. Yes, our U.S. stock market has performed very admirably this year, better than a lot of people expected. However, European stock markets have done even better. Some Asian markets have done even better. If you live in a foreign country in Europe and you're investing in your home country, you are actually outperforming the U.S. this year. And that's based on more spending that's occurring within their home countries and more trade deals that are being done that are very favorable.
Dave, we appreciate you. Let's talk again next week.
As always, thanks, guys. Have a great rest of your week.
That is Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth. with us here on KMOX. A lot of weirdness going on downtown, and another death at the Justice Center. It happened again. It is one of the worst places, it seems, in America. More on that. Also, Mark Sweeney, former Cardinal and analyst for FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. He's going to join the show at 10:30. You might as well stick around with us. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Ranj, another detainee at the St. Louis City Justice Center died on Saturday. He was placed in a restraint chair following a fight inside a cell with another detainee. This is according to the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. Samuel Hayes, 31, is the man who died. He had a fight with another inmate that happened around 8:20 p.m. And he was found unresponsive at 10 p.m. Now, I was listening to, this was Samuel Hayes Jr., I was listening to TIAM this morning following up on this story because we know the City Justice Center has had a lot of issues over the past few years, especially. I think since 2020 now, this is the 20th inmate, at least 20, but I believe it's the 20th inmate to die in the past 5 years or 4.5 years in the City Justice Center. Of course, earlier The City Justice Center had the riots. The inmates were breaking windows, setting things on fire, throwing flaming chairs and sheets out the window onto the street below. The locks didn't work for several years, which, again, a jail pretty much has one job, and that's to lock. You know, the doors need to lock. That's really that's what makes a jail different from any other room, really, is the locks, and you can't get out. And the locks didn't work. And, of course, that, you know, we joke about the locks not working because how is it a jail? But when locks don't work, that also means inmates can interact and fight. You know, there was also the allegation that the city, some of the jail workers in the City Justice Center were allowing inmates to fight and kind of watching the fights take place. So it's been a mess. But I mean, for all of the problems, it's a pretty big deal that yet another person has died in the CJC. And I believe the authorities are still waiting for the video, because when you place an inmate in a restraint chair, there needs to be video the entire time. You have to document it the entire time.
And this was after a fight. You mentioned the fight, and he was restrained, as you mentioned. And I don't know, the police department, Mitch McCoy, the spokesperson, said that detectives didn't find any physical or external signs of trauma. That doesn't mean there wasn't any on him. It's just possible they didn't see it. You know, at first glance, I suppose that could be the case here. And whatever you think of people who end up in the Justice Center for whatever reason, you know, they've committed a crime or are accused of a crime. There's a reason they're there in the moment. Mm-hmm. And you might be thinking, oh, who cares? Like, who cares about that person because they weren't a good person? Whether they were or not, we're supposed to make sure that we're treating prisoners humanely. That's the whole thing, is that we don't do it like other countries do it. And there are some other countries that are humane with their prisoners, too. But we pride ourselves on being better than that, on being better than lousy conditions for prisoners and, you know, dangerous conditions for them. And I'm certain that's not always the case, because we know prison is still a very dangerous place, depending on where you are. But they've got to be treated better. You can't have that. No matter what these people have done to find themselves locked up in there, this kind of stuff can't happen.
Yeah, no. And again, this is the 20th death at the City Justice Center since 2020. There's no green space at the City Justice Center. We know the conditions were squalid and inhumane. This is the same City Justice Center where inmates talked about toilets not working, feces on the wall. Like, I don't want to keep going into detail, but that's just the beginning of it.
Sure.
Inmates given, you know, calling, yelling, can I have a rag so I can clean up all the junk that's on the floor and on the walls? I mean, really inhumane. And it's highlighted even more because the previous mayoral administration, Tashara Jones, ran on shutting down the workhouse, which was the medium security prison. And again, there was some bad history with the workhouse. Now, they did do $6 million worth of repairs and renovations. I know Charlie Brennan and I walked through there with Judge Jimmy Edwards, and there was green space. I mean, it's still jail, but there's green space. The detainees, the inmates can walk around. They can play basketball. There was space to move around. I didn't see or smell any mold or anything like that. And again, this was post-renovations. I'm sure there were issues before. But there was so much focus on the workhouse. How has the City Justice Center been allowed to operate like this? Like, where Ben and Jerry took out, the ice cream people, took out a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal to close the workhouse in St. Louis. I think they had no idea what they were talking about. I don't think they visited, as much as I know. But the City Justice Center continues to be a horrific, for lack of a better term, hellhole, it seems. But
yeah,
you know, that would be something that I would think, well, I mean, maybe the renovations, the locks, which they recently fixed, the people who work there, what is going on? Why is it such a...
I don't know. I mean, but I would say the fact that the Justice Center sucks doesn't mean that the workhouse didn't also suck. But I think that...
But at least there were ostensible changes made in $6 million worth of changes and repairs and renovation, if you want to call it that. I guess
But there must have been a problem there originally, obviously.
Well, you're right, yeah. Which I acknowledged. But again, this was several years ago. And what I do know is that 20 people didn't die in those 5 years that the 20 people died at the City Justice Center.
Well, this mayor, this is the first time Mayor Spencer has had an inmate there die while she has been mayor. And she issued a statement saying that she's committed to overhauling the jail system here. And I don't know how difficult that would be to do. I just know it needs to happen. Like, they've got to, you just can't have that. I mean, there's, it's, I don't know how it happens. I don't know how it got to the point where it feels like extreme neglect that nobody is doing anything about, but that has to be fixed. I mean, it's just one of a million things in St. Louis that still needs to be fixed, but it does have to be addressed. I don't know if it's the most pressing thing, but it's up there.
It's pretty pressing.
It's a thing that you got to fix. I mean, we're, you know, I mean, we talk about all kinds of problems that St. Louis has and what we need to do to attract people here. I'm not sure the City Justice Center is the thing that is or is not attracting people to St. Louis, but it's still, we're talking about human beings that need to be taken care of no matter what they've done.
Oh, yeah, this isn't a tourist issue. This is an ethical issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Cardinals baseball, they had a bad weekend, but they won last night in Colorado, which you're supposed to do against that crappy team. And we'll talk about where they're going next, where we hope they're going. Mark Sweeney is a former Cardinal, and he is with FanDuel Sports Network Midwest as an analyst. He joins us next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cardinals started the series in Colorado with a win. They beat the Rockies, who are historically terrible. But they do get that win last night. They'll be back at it tonight. 6:45 pregame on KMOX and a 7:40 first pitch from Coors Field. It's time to talk a little Redbirds baseball with you. We've got former Cardinal and FanDuel Sports Network Midwest analyst Mark Sweeney on the show today. How's it going, Mark?
Chris and Amy, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are happy to have you. Let's start with the weekend, because that is not the way you wanted to do it. Coming out of an all-star break and wanting to make a statement up against the trade deadline. So it did happen where they got swept. So in the immediate aftermath of that, before they even get to Colorado, what are your thoughts on that series and what it means for them?
Yeah, that was tough. I mean, the need for both teams, the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Cardinals, was to get off to that good start. And the Diamondbacks have really played uninspiring baseball predominantly all year, and they're a very talented group. And that being said, it's just the Cardinals weren't ready for it. The starting pitching is the key to getting off to, you know, one of those hot stretches. That's what the Cardinals have been doing, getting decent starting pitching when they win, getting a lead, and then turning it over to a talented bullpen. They just didn't get to that spot. And it was a frustrating series. And I think you felt it, when we were in the locker room, what was going on. But I always try to tend to get to the player's mentality. It's not about their losses and feeling bad about themselves. It's about what's next. And if you can get in that mode, I think the coaching staff, Ollie does a great job of that. Getting back on the same page and getting to Colorado and knowing this is a series, not only do you have to take, but you're hoping for that sweep.
Yeah. So let me ask you about that, because we, especially in the first couple of months of the season, we talked a lot about how this team was never out of it. They never got blown out. You know, they always fought, and some of it can become a cliche that this team always fights, and it, you know, it's one pitch at a time for this team. Like, you hear stuff like that a lot, to where it almost means nothing sometimes. Is there something different about this team in the way they, at least in terms of atmosphere or in terms of attitude, that may not necessarily always lead to wins, but it is beneficial to them?
Yeah, I mean, Chris, it's cliche, but also it's the feeling in the locker room that you start the season off with. If you get off to such a rough start, it's hard to identify yourself. And every single year is completely different. It's not necessarily cliche. You heard Wilson Contreras talk about it after the game with Jim Hayes. We need to have more fun. And when they say that, that's what they've already created. And it's easier to have fun when you're winning. But this team plays with a looseness and a camaraderie that gives them opportunities. Are they going to dominate teams? I don't think so. It's not that type of team. But you also see the fight in them. You've seen it before. So you have expectations, excuse me, when they're behind the backs against the wall. We didn't see it in the Arizona series. So you start questioning that again and what's going to happen in the second half. But you saw it last night. Contreras' home run changed the dynamic of the game. I do believe if they get on a run, they have a good series here in Colorado, and they get home and they have a very tough series against the San Diego Padres. Those are games that are utmost importance, because we know what we're getting to. We're getting to the trade deadline.
Okay, so how much of it, in your opinion, we're talking about a particular attitude a team might have. How much of that comes from the makeup of the players themselves or the manager coaching staff of the team? Where is that lie?
It's first and foremost the players. I mean, you have to have that grit. Listen, the easiest example is Brendan Donovan, the All-Star, but he goes out and he's a lunch pail guy, and he has fun with this group, but he brings that certain intensity. Wilson Contreras last night has three hits. He's doing great, but he's the energy. When he's not hitting, how do you still become and bring that energy that you have to have? I mean, that's what the individual does. That being said, I think Ollie is and his staff are constantly communicating with these guys of what they need, how they need to play the game. They can't look back and look for a three-run homer. They have to chip away with all kinds of different stuff, do the little things, moving runners, and also when they get RBI situations, they have to cash in. And when you do that, you're able to win games on a consistent basis because, again, the strength of this club is the bullpen. You get a lead, you're going to win most games. And that's what's proven definite with this Cardinal team.
Mark, I know you talked about attitude and you also brought up starting pitching, how that's key for the Cardinals. And I get that you need to be positive and keep pushing forward, but I know sometimes it feels like there's a bit of a disconnect between the team and the fans. I know, like, Miles Michaelis, he's having a rough season. His ERA is over 5. He's struggling. He's not looked good. And he, in that post game against the Diamondbacks after he gave up those home runs early, said, yeah, two bad pitches, both homers, but beyond that, pretty solid. And that can feel almost flippant to fans when they're watching the game and saying, man, you are not doing well. Like, he's struggling. You don't have to be an expert. So are you surprised that that's his response? Do you feel like, oh, no, that was a solid outing?
Well, Amy, here's the thing. I've always taken to this because as a young player, you're influenced by a lot of the veteran guys. And I've always said this for a long time because we had one of those team meetings when I was a rookie with the Cardinals. And all of a sudden, Ozzie Smith stands up at the end of our meetings, which everyone talked, veteran guys. Mm-hmm. And Ozzie says, hey, listen, guys, let's understand something here. I've never seen a guy try to fail. And it's perspective. As a player, you have a mindset that today's my day. And you react to that. What they say after the game to a reporter or an interview is really influential to the fan base. And it should be, because this is a passionate fan base. I just look at it as individualized. Not one player goes into a game thinking they're going to fail until you're going against a certain club that makes you look bad, like the Arizona Diamondbacks. We just went through that. They made them look bad, especially the starting pitching. This team needs to be mentally stronger and also more intense to what's in front of them. For 162 games, sometimes that's difficult to see. But from the fans' perspective, they deserve that as well. And I'm not minimizing that. Mm-hmm. It's just, as a player, you have to think positively. Coaches try to do that as much as possible, get you in that good space, because mentally, this game can drive you crazy. So it's individually, but also collectively, they have to play a certain way. And when they do that, I think it's a fun team to watch. When they don't do that, they look like a lesser competition, in my opinion. And that's what we saw in Arizona. So as for Miles, as for Eric Seti tonight, these guys have to be better. We all know that. And they have to go out there, give the team an opportunity to win a ballgame.
What are your thoughts on Michael McGreevy? And we had Wilson Contreras after the game yesterday saying that he thinks McGreevy should stick around, the young pitcher. And we know that, you know, Amy just talked about Michaelis and Eric Fetty, who starts tonight, has had difficulty. So what are your thoughts on that situation?
Well, Michael McGreevy deserves to be in the big leagues. And that's my opinion. Listen, there's dynamics of the roster. Excuse me. Who has to be here? All that type of stuff. But Michael McGreevy, to me, is a big league pitcher. Last night, he showed very well because he threw 7 innings. But I'll tell you this, his stuff wasn't pinpoint last night, and he still has opportunities to win ballgames. That's some of the things that you get to see. And he executed last night. Gave up 2 runs in the 3rd inning, and you felt like, hey, man, this is wavering a little bit. Here we go again, because we've been behind this whole road trip. He shut them down and gave the offense an opportunity to come back. There's a lot to love about Michael McGreevy. He didn't miss a lot of bats last night. He only had 1 strikeout, but he didn't walk anyone. And he set a tone for what the game really was. He was aggressive, and there's a lot to love. That's the reason why in this whole situation, I believe he should be part of this staff moving forward, because this is a guy that you know you have big expectations for.
I want to talk about the rest of the division, because I see now that the Milwaukee Brewers, for the first time in a long time, are now in first place. They have overtaken the Cubs. Cardinals are 8.5 games out behind the two of them. So here are the Brewers again. This is a former team of yours. I would just like to know, what the hell, man? Like, why? Why does this Brewers team keep doing this despite all of the talent they have lost over the last couple of years? And manager. They lost their manager, too.
Yeah. And you know what? I think Pat Murphy has been a nice, refreshing change, I'll say, because he has a different mentality to try to get the most out of this roster. They've had young players step up. They've had people that have developed, but they're ready for a big league atmosphere. They didn't start very well. They weren't catching the baseball. They were making mistakes a lot. They've changed that dynamic. Obviously, they've had pitching come up. The Mizorowski kid has influenced their mentality of what they have to go along with Freddie Peralta. But this is a talented team that knows how to win. They've won the last few years and created that atmosphere of expectation. And I also say this, too. The Cubs got off to such a great start. It doesn't always stay that way. And the Chicago Cubs have had a great year, but that doesn't mean anything until you do it. I think the Milwaukee Brewers have done it before, and they have expectations.
Mark Sweeney, analyst for FanDuel Sports Network and former Redbird, former big leaguer, with us here on KMOX. We appreciate talking to you, Mark. Thank you for being with us today.
Chris and Amy, I appreciate it, too. And hopefully we get another win tonight and sweep the series tomorrow and get back to St. Louis.
Need a good streak, man.
Oh,
we need like a good, let's get us a good 7-gamer. What do you think of that?
I like that. It sounds great to me.
Yeah.
I had the least insightful observation ever, but it really is. Winning is fun. I miss
it's
winning.
It's really fun.
Winning is really fun.
Let's
sure
go.
Sure is. Amy, the food tastes better, you sleep better, and all of a sudden the fans get excited. There's a lot to that. Yes.
There is. I know. I love it. I like winning.
Oh, winning's great. Thank you. Unless you bet against the team, but don't bet against the Cardinals.
No,
don't do
never.
That. It's not don't, good.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
All right, Mark Sweeney. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
You too. That is former Cardinal Mark Sweeney. And again, you can watch his analysis on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. He's really good.
11 in a row for the Brewers.
Dude, I'm gonna stop making baseball guesses. 2 months ago, I said they were dead. And then as soon as I said they were dead, like for real, they've just played stupid. They
don't
have the best record in the National League right now. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Hey, remember how Southwest used to be great? Southwest Airlines?
Yeah.
Because of all the things they used to do? Well, now everything is different.
Yeah.
They're really screwing up. Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji. We'll get more into that next on KMOX. I honestly don't know the last time. Actually, it might have been about 2015. I think it's been about 10 years. The last time I flew a plane, I mean, not myself.
Whoa.
I was on a plane.
Oh.
I was on a commercial airline that wasn't Southwest. I love Southwest. I loved the informality of it. Usually it's less expensive than a lot of the other airlines. I don't mind the free-for-all of picking your seat when you get on. I loved the fact that the bags were checked.
Yeah,
or free. Checked for free. You don't have to pay for those. They're just a completely different airline now. All the things that made them a big deal for people are different. They're more expensive. Granted, a lot of things are more expensive than they used to. Now you got to pay for bags if you want to get them checked. And now, beginning January 27th.
Yep.
So that is coming up in less than a year. January 27th, you will have assigned seating on Southwest Airlines.
So
and I have
you,
to tell you.
You get to pick your seat?
Well, I would imagine. Yeah.
And you got to pay more probably to pick it.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like I don't mind change. I don't mind progress, of course. I don't like something that was working fine. And it was a different option than what other airlines were doing. Yeah. And I know they're talking about how their revenue has been down and they have to do something to combat it. Come on. You didn't have to do all this.
Yeah, it is. It is totally. It's a different airline now. And I will say, I kind of understand why they moved to assigned seating. So many people were doing the early bird anyway. And then you have the Southwest card. And then you have the people who fly business and or fly for business, so buy a lot of tickets. And so sometimes you could buy an early bird, pay extra for early bird, which means you should be in the A group. And generally towards the front of the A group, and you could be B1 with early bird because so many people were doing it anyway.
Right.
I guess they just saw the writing on the wall and thought, we can't sell early bird passes and then put people in B20.
I'm sure it has
something to do with that.
Yeah. So they can pay more now, or they can charge more now for people to get real, true priority seating.
So
that's what this is about. This is about the folks who are going to pay that extra money and are willing to.
Because if you're still economy, if you're an economically minded person, you don't have to buy early bird so you can save money, or you don't have to buy the assigned seat. Unfortunately, the only way to check a bag for free is to get the Southwest card.
The credit card.
Yep. I don't have the Southwest credit card. My brother does.
I used to years ago.
Yeah. We were talking about this. He flies a lot for work, and he was kind of irritated with Southwest changing their rules, but he said, but technically, it won't affect me because I have the Southwest credit card. But on principle, it's a little irritating that it's turned into every other airline. I will say this, though, Ranj. The first time I flew Southwest was 32 years ago. Flew to Phoenix. And they still had the seats on the plane that faced each other.
Oh, like in the middle?
Uh-huh. In the middle of the plane. So, like, I went. My mom was pregnant with my little baby brother. And we sat facing each other like you could on a bus or on a train. It was weird. I'm glad they don't have that anymore.
I don't mind it if you know the person across from you.
I don't want to face a stranger.
Or if it's a short trip.
Yeah.
Like an hour flight to Chicago or something. I could get down with that. But the fact that Southwest has completely changed everything, I guess now I just have to fly Frontier. I've heard great things.
I think I never get points because I feel like when you're always looking for the cheapest ticket, you just bounce around to every airline. So I feel like in the last 10 flights I've taken 8 different airlines. So I have no points.
This text message is, this messenger is misusing our text line.
Oh, come on, guys. It says,
I hate when people pick their seat in public, if you know what I mean.
Listen, this is not for people. We don't want you to text 314-436-7900.
Yeah, grow up.
With stuff like that.
Grow up with this childish stuff. I don't want to see that on the text line at any point in the next hour or so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.